This program is brought to you by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraic O Tuama. Now in paperback and featuring immersive reflections on 50 powerful poems.
This is Bernard Gabinpin reading Birds in Flight, 1965 by Enrique Villasis. Not as a multitude, but as one, caught in the rush of an instant, only to be contained in an illusion of light, once depicted in a holographic existence, and to give way to the meaning of lightness. Here, he pointed to the directions of his imprisonment, how the wings have too much dulled, and to take wing must orchestrate the shattering of mirrors, fragile, fine, acicular. The yellowing brightness is in the proximity to the light, like how one recognizes beneath the light bulb the chick nesting within an egg, as to trace how thick illusions go in the labyrinth of plurality. Now, no matter what, they seem a bouquet of bougainvillea on the palms, dreaming to be set free. This may be true of desire. One first keeps to heart the simplest things one loved in childhood. The chase after a kite broken loose, not minding the prickling thorns. Mimosa's courtesy to the soul. That is what freedom simply is, not playing patintero with shadows. Not captive by the multiplicity of false geometry. Almost brittle, but original.
This is Enriquez Villasis reading Birds in Flight, 1965. Hindi marami, kundi iisa. Dinakip sa bilis ng mga iglap upang mapiit sa ilusyon ng liwanag ng maitanghal sa holographicong pag-iral, at makapagbigay-bigat sa kahulugan ng gaan. Dito, ganap niyang na ituturo ang mga direksyon ng kanyang pagkakakulong. Lubos ang pagkakapurol ng mga pakpak, at ang pagaspas ay orkestradong pagkabasag ng mga salamin, manipis, pino, linyado. Nasa lapit ng ilaw ang tingkad ng paninilaw, katulad kung papaano kinikilala sa ilalim ng bumbilya ang nanahang sisiw sa itlog, upang mabakas ang kapal ng pamamalikmata sa labirinto ng pluralidad. Ngayon, kahit papaano, tila pumpon ito ng mga bonggambilya sa palad, nangangarap makaalpas na maaaring totoo ito ukol sa pagnanasa. Unang isinilid sa dibdib ang mga simpleng bagay na minahal noong kabataan, ang paghabol sa napatid na guryon, ang hindi pag-alintana sa kalabit ng mga tinik, ang pagyukod ng makahiya sa talampakan. Ganon lamang ang kalayaan, hindi nakikipagpatintero sa mga anino, hindi nakapiit sa multiplisidad ng mga huwad na hubog. Halos babasagin, ngunit orihinal. About the poem. I began writing a collection of ekphrastic poems that is based on the paintings of Vicente S. Manansala, a national artist of the Philippines in visual art, as a way to express the interconnectedness of language and art. Known for his transparent cubism, the painting where this poem is based shows a flying flock of birds in their barest geometric form in an overlapping and shifting plane. Instead of describing the painting as it is, I imagine it to be a singular bird trapped in a series of flashes of light, the same way how multiple exposure in photography is done. Language has the power to manipulate a work of art into a newer form.